And many questions remain about where the Hamdan case goes from here on appeal. To talk about that, we're joined by attorney and law professor Neil Katyal. He argued Hamdan's case before the Supreme Court in 2006 and won a landmark ruling. The court struck down the Bush administration's original system of military commissions. Neil Katyal has been the lead civilian attorney in all of Hamdan's litigation in federal courts, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
And first, your reaction to the sentence. The defense had asked for 45 months or less. They got 66, but it's not far off.
I'm only reading the same reports you are. I still haven't actually gotten a chance to talk to the attorneys down there. But as I understand the sentence, it's not really, a 5.5-year sentence. It's a sentence of 4 months and 22 days. That is that the jury asked the judge at lunch, how are we to think about in sentencing Mr. Hamdan the fact that he's already served 5 years? And the judge said to them that he would subtract whatever sentence they give. He would subtract 5 years from it. So the jury knew full well what they were doing when they deliberated for that 1 hour. And I think it reflects the fact what happened yesterday, which is that they saw Mr. Hamdan as a two-bit player, not one of the serious people, and that's why all of the serious charges that the prosecution threw at Mr. Hamdan, such as the 9/11 bombing and the Cole bombing and the like, were all things that were rejected.
Well, when you look at this sentence decided today and then the verdict from yesterday, the split decision where Hamdan, as you say, was cleared of conspiracy but convicted of providing material support for terrorism, what do you take away from that? What do you think the jury is saying here?
Well, I think the jury is saying that if we want to win the war on terror, we're not going to win it by prosecuting a simple driver. In any legal system, it seems to me, that takes 7 years to convict someone of being a driver is not going to be effective. And so what this really suggests is that the Bush administration's approach to the war on terror at Guantanamo is deeply flawed. I mean, in this case, they had every single advantage a prosecutor could dream of. They got to write all of the rules for trial. They got to define all of the offenses to be tried. They got to write the rules of evidence that would be introduced, including undertaking evidence in near-torture situations and having that be admitted. They got to bar the defense's access to all sorts of exculpatory material until the eve of the trial. And nonetheless, they still wind up with a sentence of 4 months in 22 days. I mean, this was supposed to be the Bush administration's showcase trial about the worst of the worst, and they could have selected anyone, but this is who they selected, and this is the sentence they got.
Looking forward, what do you see as possible avenues of appeal here?
Yeah, there are so many. I mean, this trial was woefully defective in every way. I mean, the administration's view when they wrote this law of Congress 2 years ago was that the Constitution gave Guantanamo detainees zero rights, none. And the Supreme Court has rejected that in a series of decisions, most recently just last month. And the result is that it's vulnerable on every ground, from the evidence that was introduced, undertaken by coercion, to the fact that these are the first trials in American history to only apply to not to foreigners and not to United States citizens. We've never had a military trial before that did that. And perhaps most interestingly from yesterday, and I think this is what the savvy Bush administration lawyers understood, once they acquitted Mr. Hamdan of conspiracy and they convicted him on material support, they convicted him on the most legally vulnerable charge around, material support, because in order to convict him of material support, it had to be a war crime, because this is, after all, a war crimes prosecution, and none of the 194 nations think of material support as a war crime. The Congressional Research Service, when the law was being passed, told Congress flatly, material support is not a war crime. And the administration's defense is, well, we can kind of make up a new war crime, but the Supreme Court has said that you can't, and this is a tradition that goes all the way back to the founding. If you read the Philadelphia Convention debates, one of our leading founders, James Wilson, said that, quote, to pretend to define the law of nations and give Congress that power would have a look of arrogance that would make us look ridiculous. And I sadly fear that's what this whole Guantanamo experience has done. It's made us look ridiculous. We pretend to be talking tough in the war on terror, but we're not actually being tough.
At the same time, though, the lead Army prosecutor, Colonel Lawrence Morris, had said yesterday the verdict validated the system as extraordinarily fair, open, and just. I mean, could you look at yesterday's decision, a conviction, and say, look, this will make it easier for more prosecutions to follow and eventually possibly more convictions?
Right. What Colonel Morris was saying was the fact that he said, well, he was acquitted of one of the two charges, therefore it makes the system fair. And it seems to me that when someone is acquitted of one out of two charges, that doesn't by itself make the system fair. Lots of systems will acquit half the time, including the quarter in my pocket. If I assign heads as acquittal and tails as conviction and I flip it, half the time it's going to be one and half the other. That doesn't make the system fair. What makes the system fair is a constitutional backdrop that says that, you know, before we put someone to death or charge them with things that life imprisonment is on the line, there are some basic constitutional guarantees that apply.
That's Neil Katyal, a defense attorney for Salem Hamdan. He successfully argued the case of Hamdan v. Rumsfeld before the Supreme Court. He's also a law professor at Georgetown University.